The president of New Caledonia is calling for calm and a return to normalcy amid ongoing public unrest in and around the capital, Noumea. It stemmed from political protests staged across the territory on Monday against France's proposed constitutional changes to electoral laws, which would enable 25,000 more non-indigenous French citizens to vote in local elections. This escalated overnight in Noumea, with protesters blocking roads and clashing with police and setting alight buildings and cars throughout the city. Dozens of arrests have been made by police, with hundreds more officers from France due to arrive in the territory to help disperse pockets of protesters still blocking roads and lighting fires across the city. In a statement on Tuesday, Louis Mapu called on all pro- and anti-independence political parties in Noumea to restart dialogue and work together to restore peace and law and order. A spokesperson for international relations in the president's office, Charles Weah, spoke with me about the situation on the ground.
Actually, the current situation is terrible, catastrophic, many difficulties with the people, Kanak people particularly. During the night, many shops and cars have been burned. Some of the infrastructure has been also burned also. There was some confrontation between the police and especially young Kanak people. In that level, it is important to note that the young Kanaks are very implicated, have been invested, implicated in demonstration against the French plan to change the electoral body. So now I'm talking to you now, and the situation is still worse. Because we realize that there are some of the young people who still block the roads, burn or many things on the roads, and even though that there are almost 700 police and soldiers in the field, the situation is still difficult because of the willings of the young people to demonstrate their opposition against the French government plan to allow 25,000 to vote. Yeah.
And I understand there's a lot of confusion in and around the city. What is the government message to citizens of Noumea?
Actually, there will be a communique that is going to be released by the president of the government of New Caledonia to call people to the calm, to more serenity, and to call to the political parties and also civil societies responsible to open discussion in order to have more serenity in discussion and also to bring the peace in the country. So I think it is important that because actually everything is closed. The schools is closed, the commerce is closed. Now the situation in Noumea is the government of New Caledonia and also the French government call the people to stay in their home, not to go out because the situation is very difficult and very worse, and to secure the security of the people. Everybody to be more responsible and to bring peace, which is very important for the society.
Have pro-independence leaders spoken about the unrest? Are they supporting their youth or are they distancing themselves from the protesters?
No, actually, as you know, that the CCAT is a Committee of Coordination concerning the action on the field. It has been an organization from the Kanak movement. But actually, the problem is now because we don't have control over the young people who are actually demonstrating on the field. Because we say that it's very important to do demonstration in harmony, in peace, not to burn, not to block the circulation, not to block people in the circulation. So it is difficult for the political pro-independentist parties to control people because it's not the way that we We told them, I mean, not to do that yet.
Are there, we understand there have been calls for reinforcements. Do we know if that is happening? There's more police and security coming to Noumea from around the territory, but also from France?
Yes, we had this warning from the French High Commissioner that there will be some French police escort will be arriving maybe tomorrow, after tomorrow, to enforce the security here in Noumea, yes.
And have there been any numbers as to arrests, deaths, any injuries, that kind of thing that has been officially announced yet?
Yes, we know that there are some people who be injured, wounded, and also there are also some people that have been arrested. Yeah.
So far no casualties, no injuries, anything like that.
There are some people who have been injured. I don't know, around maybe 15, especially from the police.
And I know that
there are also some arrested people. From the young people who've been demonstrating.
And is this only happening in Noumea and around Greater Noumea, or is it happening elsewhere in the territory as well?
Yes, but there were some demonstrations yesterday around, I mean, all over the countries, in the north, in the center of the countries, of the country, and also in the islands. There are many people who were. Demonstrating, but Noumea has been the worst because people were blocked and also burned all the shops and also the cars and also the infrastructure. So Noumea was, if you want, most difficult area.
Are there any emergency meetings of the assembly or anything like that being called for to discuss or to talk about issues in the coming days?
There were a press conference given by the French High Commissioner today, this morning. But politically, no, there is not yet a call by the local political parties. However, I know that the French President, Mr. Macron, has called political parties in New Caledonia to move to Paris to open the discussion.
So essentially pressing forward with the plan, or is this a separate meeting he's now calling for?
No. He calls the people to Paris because I think he wants to stop the possession of the bill at the Congress of the Versailles in June. What he said, what he did, that he told that he's going to stop it. But the bill, I mean, the text will be passing at the Assembly Nationale tonight. But after the Assembly Nationale, it will be going through the Congress of Versailles in June to modify the constitution. But the proposition of the French president is, he says that after the text tonight, he will stop the bill, will stop the text, not to go through to the Congress of Versailles, but he will favorize, privilege the discussion. That's why he said that he's better that to have a discussion again with the New Caledonian political parties.
And both sides, pro and anti-independence, are engaging still and talking, or is one side or the other not engaging?
I know that the anti-independentist local parties, they are engaging to go. But for the FNCIS, they still have meeting maybe at the end of this week to see whether they are going or not. But in terms of perspective, the FNCIS also explore to have a global agreement with the French government. So I think that's what I can say that today is that maybe even the pro and the anti-independentist political parties will be going to Paris to have a discussion. It is also willing from the FNGRAIS and also from the anti-independentist parties.
On a personal note, yourself, your family and everyone are all safe. How have you found the unrest personally for yourself?
No, actually, my family, and also related parents are saved. Everybody in the city stay home. Only some young people who are involved and implicated in the demonstration, who don't know exactly who are they, because there are many young Kanaks, which we could not control them because they are more determined deliver to the French government about the opposition to the bill, to the text. But we are okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Thomas Wantok. Thank you for your time.
Thank you too much.
And for updating us. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Please stay safe and take care.
Thank you very much. Allez, bye.